Okay, here's the deal. I'd never read The Polar Express before the film came out, but then my wife, a reading teacher, brought the book home for me to read after seeing the film, and I was pretty proud of myself. I'd been able to guess which part of the film were in the book and which part were added in for padding. And believe me, there was a lot of padding, and much of it involving Tom Hanks. Like The Grinch several years ago, a lot had to be added to the story to fill a feature-length movie. At least it worked a little better in The Polar Express. The most notable thing about The Polar Express is its photorealistic computer-generated imagery. However, the humans still don't look quite right, but the effects are breathtaking. And if you have an IMAX theater near you, check it out on the big screen in 3D. The Polar Express gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.